lift up your hands.
You can do with me, Lord, what you want to do. You can take the lead, Lord. I will follow you. You can reveal your will. I will do it, Lord. Every day, dear Lord, my life is in your hands. You can do with me, Lord, what you want to do. You can't take the lead, Lord. I will follow you. You can reveal your will. I will do it, Lord. Every day, you can do it, me, Lord. What you want to do, you can take the lead.
Everywhere.
Leto salabara di alala. Seto la de berada yada zarada yada 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 yada.
Lift your hands. Just maintain quietness if you can. Thank you, Jesus. Lift it up, close your eyes. See the Master Jesus seated on the throne. Eyes, flames of fire. Feet like brass that burns in fire. Face like the sun. A sharp two-edged sword out of his mouth. Voice like many waters. Hair as white as wool. Jesus. Whisper his name, Jesus. Of your life stepping in place to let the devil know who owns you. Leke parana mayadi ala la yada satayo. Kede pada la da bara da da la da yada da yada da da. Lete vida baba yada da yala landos. Lene neme yada da yala la la. Le perede bayada da yolo. Le perede zeyedi yala baba yadi yala le hey yakola. Lebi ya ya ya. Lebi ya ya ya. Lebi ya ya ya. I see a wall collapsing. That has been preventing the release. That's right. That has been preventing the release of what is yours. A wall, preventing a dam, preventing a river, preventing a flow. It's collapsing right now. La ya 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 ya. Ikadabas, ikana mana mana ya dielos, le pereni ya 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 ya. I see an enemy structure collapsing. I see enemy installations collapsing. I see enemy plans collapsing like a pack of cards. Hey! Lito mi akane ga ya dala ya. Le meredi ya da ya ya de ya ya. Le meredi ya 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 da ya de ya da da da. Le peredi ya ta sana magala ya dia. La ta sana magada ya dia. Le perede me anana ya gada ya do. Hey, 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 hey! The demonic plan just failed. A plot to waste somebody's life just got cancelled. Koko Adayatis. Ele Ferri Anana Gazalo Totoso. Oshotolo Beretiana. Ele Ferri Nagayana. An ancient transaction just got cancelled. An ancestral curse just broke. A generational curse just broke. Ay 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 ay. A vow against somebody just got cancelled. Anagala yada yada soto no toro to soto koko. Kegada galadish leperanosa lepereni nazane nonosh lepereni nanane nonosh. Somebody whose destiny was tied down like that donkey that was tied on the junction. That destiny has just got been untied. Has just been untied. A marital destiny has just been untied. A financial destiny has just been untied. A career destiny has just been untied. Hey! Yeah, 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 yeah. something came in here for you this morning, and if you are ready to receive, lift your hand. You scream, "I receive," at the top of your voice, and place your hand on your head. At the count of three, and what came in here for you shall be released. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Thank you, man. Raise your hands and give him the praise. And you shall testify. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. For the things that you have done, the battles you have won, only you alone deserve our praise. We magnify your name for the things that you have done, the battles you have won. Only you alone deserve our praise. We magnify.
Somebody, are you not sitting like that? Anybody excited here? Because the battle has just been won. Give him a clap. Give him a shout. For the things that you have done, Calypso, only you. We magnify your name. for you at home. A freedom waiting for you at home. I see victory for Nigeria. I see victory for your family. I see victory for your loved ones. Give him a shout of praise. Give him a praise. Give him a clap to take your seat. Give him a shout of victory. A louder shout. Clap and a shout of victory. Mahashadana. The shouting side is always the winning side. Every time you hear the shout of victory, there is victory somewhere. There is victory in the realm of the spirit. There is victory in your family, in your marriage, in your destiny. Hey. Hey. Give the Lord a praise. It is in order like that because this is Blessing Sunday. You are welcome to the presence of the Lord and to the volume of voluminous blessings that are yours today. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The blessing of God and the destiny of man, part 2. For understanding the relationship between the blessing of God and the destiny of man, as our first objective, and then understanding the way into that blessing. We said at the beginning that the blessing of God is a very strong force for the building of the destiny of man. The blessing of God lays very strong and solid foundation for the building of the destiny of man. I'll give 2 examples in this service. I gave 2 in the first service. For this service, example number 1, Noah. The blessing of God on Noah and his family gave them a new beginning and a future on the earth after the flood had destroyed the world. A new beginning and a future. In Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 to 3, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the earth, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. The blessing, after the flood had destroyed the earth, gave Noah, his family, a new beginning.
gave them a future in the earth. They survived where others were destroyed by virtue of the blessing. So the blessing of God can make a man, make a woman to survive where others perished. The blessing of God. That was Noah. Second, the blessing of God on the life of Jacob caused such a solid foundation for his life, so that nothing he faced along the journey of destiny could stop him. Rather, nothing he faced along his journey of destiny could strip him of the blessing of God on his life. Laban tried to change his wages, condition of service, 10 times, but he could not succeed because something was upon him. Genesis 27:27, when Isaac was releasing that blessing on Jacob, he said, "The smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed." In verse 28, "Therefore the Lord will give you of the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. People will serve you and nations will bow to thee. Are they not bowing to Israel now? Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee." This thing followed Jacob for 21 years before he stepped into his own life and future. And Laban thought he could stop him, divert or distract what was his, but it was not possible. There is someone here this morning. Something is coming on you, and no devil can take it from you. I see the guarantee of a future by the blessing of the Lord. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. How does the blessing function in the destiny of man? First of all, we said that the blessing preserves. We said 2 things already, and I'm not going to go to that except to mention them. That the blessing preserves the life and destiny. Life, destiny, and divine purpose in the life of the blessed. That is, when the blessing is upon you, your life is safe. Your destiny is safe. And the purpose of God for your life, no devil can tamper with it. We said that in the first service. Second, that the blessing of God empowers and compels both the earth and the environment of the blessed to yield their best. That is, the blessing of God on your life will force your environment to favor you. It forces the earth to cooperate with you. That is, whereas others are suffering from non-cooperation, things are not working out for them. For the blessed, things must work out for them. Because what is on them is putting their environment under pressure. So shall it be for you. Thirdly, the blessing connects the blessed with their God-ordained allocation and inheritance in the land of the living, in the earth. God-ordained allocation and inheritance. There is what belongs to you in the land of the living. That is what is yours. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Psalm 5, verse 12. With favor will thou compass him about as with a shield. So there is something that belongs to the righteous.
Thou daily loadest us
with benefits. Psalm 68, I believe, verse 18.
So there is a daily load of benefits
that belongs to the blessed. Psalm 68, verse 19.
Daily loadeth us.
Blessed be the Lord.
Matthew 6, 11. Give us this day our daily bread. So there is a bread that pertains to you per day.
It is a blessing of God that directs into your life what belongs to you.
It is the blessing of God that channels into your life
what is rightfully yours.
The reason why what is yours cannot be denied is the blessing. The reason why what belongs to you cannot be diverted is the blessing.
That is why the blessing Sunday exists. That is why the blessing generally exists.
The blessing is a magnet of divine resources and supplies.
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, he said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow.
What belongs to me in this life, the devil that can stop it from coming does not exist. The hatred and bitterness or witchcraft that can stop it from coming does not exist. The authority that can stop it from coming does not exist. It has come before they realized it had been released.
Where we are now, many people didn't know what was going on until it has finished.
There are those who it would be 1,000 of them who would have died instead of this thing coming up.
That's the truth.
Many told themselves, where were we looking? What happened? How? But it was ordained from the foundation of the world. And the Lord has proposed, who can disannul? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back?
Am I communicating at all?
Too blessed to be denied what is mine. I enjoy the blessing of my spiritual progenitors, from my immediate father in the Lord to that lineage. I enjoy the blessing of my spiritual, of my physical progenitors.
My mother told me, say, the witch or wizard that can waste you has never been born. My father began to call the names of several men of God he knew. Those he knew and those he knew from America. He said, do you know this one? Do you know that one? Where God is taking you is ahead.
So it's from heaven and earth. God bless you. Spiritual father bless you. Earthly father bless you. Earthly mother bless you. The devil that can curse you has not been born. It does not exist. Am I communicating? And I stand there by the same prophetic and apostolic mantle, and by the same parental, spiritual parental, and physical parental blessing to announce, in case you are here and your own father cursed you, or your own mother did not bless you well. That is why spiritual parents exist. I am here to announce to you, every curse on your life is reversed. Every agenda of hell is annulled. Every force of darkness is dissolved. I decree today, what belongs to you in this land of the living, no devil shall deny. What is yours, no devil shall deny. No devil shall refuse you. No devil shall divert it. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, the blessing of God belonging to me today, no devil is devilish enough, no witch is witchy enough to stop what is mine from coming my way.
In case there is anybody sitting on what is yours, they will lose their sleep. They will lose their rest. They will lose their peace until what is yours enters your hands.
In case anybody refuses to sign what is yours, either they sign it when they are not aware, or God will move them out for somebody to sign it before they return back. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say, I am too blessed to be denied my portion. Say it louder. I am too blessed to be denied my portion. I am too blessed to be denied my possession. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. The blessing of the Lord. Ay, 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 ay. Number four. Empowers the blessed to make progress, surmount obstacles, and overcome resistance. When God said, receive the blessing, it means go forward. It means uproot obstacles. It means overcome resistance. In Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1, when God called Abraham and he said, get out of your father's house and go to the land I will show you. Abraham's father was the first person to take that journey, but he could not make it. He stopped in the land of all the Chaldees and stopped there and died. In Haran, he stopped in Haran and died. That's Genesis 11, 23 or 24, thereabout. He stopped in Haran and died. And then God came to Abraham and said, now, I want to ask you to take the same journey and move. Can you bring up that scripture? The 11th one, the Genesis chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. Move, keep going, keep going, keep going. Where Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years and begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Alright, keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. Right, keep going. And Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went forth with them from the all of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. He was going to Canaan, but he stopped on the road. He dwelt. Go ahead. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. He died where he stopped. When you stop moving, you start dying. He died where he stopped. He was going to Canaan, but he died in Haran. That was Abraham's father. When God saw Abraham's father could not finish the journey he started, he picked on his son. I want to take you to the same place where your father was meant to go, that he could not reach. Ay, 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 ay. And then in verse 5, Abraham went forth. Genesis 12, 5 now. And Abraham took Sarah his wife the way his father took him, and Lot his brother's son the way his father took them, and all their substance they had gathered, and the souls they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and they came on the road and stopped. Is that what he said? No. And into the land of Canaan they came. They went to go to Canaan, and until they came to Canaan, they could not stop. His father went to go to Canaan, he stopped on the road and died. His son went to go to Canaan, and until he reached Canaan, no devil could stop him on the road. Do you understand what that means? That what stopped your father can never stop you. That what your father could not achieve, that what your father could not achieve, you are going to achieve it. That what killed your father before his time will never be able to kill you. Are you saying amen like a believer at all? Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, where my father failed, I cannot fail. What stopped my father cannot stop me. I am too blessed to be stopped. The condition of Abraham and his father were the same. They were going to the same location. They came from the same land. Only difference. One got the blessing. One didn't have. Abraham's father, no record of blessing.
Abraham, record of blessing. So Abraham's father started, he stopped. Abraham started, he finished. The blessing made the difference. When you are blessed, you are wired for motion. Somebody say wiring. You are wired for progress, wired for motion, wired for unstoppability, wired for irresistibility. You are unstoppable, irresistible, indomitable, indefatigable, unquenchable, unfightable. Is somebody here at all? Stand on your feet with a shout of victory and look at somebody. Look at somebody and say, I am wired rugged. I am wired irresistible. I am wired unstoppable by the blessing of the Lord. Say, between me and the devil, it is the devil that will stop for me. Because I am blessed and the devil is cursed. Take your seat. Don't let anybody tell you, do you know the village you are coming from? Nobody succeeds from there. Nobody breaks through from there. What do you want to try? See your brother, see your sister, see your loved ones. You tell that devil, I know what is on me. I may not tell what is on them, but I can tell what is on me. The blessing of the Lord is upon me. And in case you are not sure what is on you, I am anointed to announce to you that you are blessed. Your life, your family, your destiny. It is landing on you now. Say amen like a believer. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. In Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 12 and 13, Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great and went forward. Why? The Lord blessed him, so he could not but go forward. If God blesses you, you must went forward. It may not be English to you, but it makes sense. You must go forward and you must keep on going. Somebody said, I am wired for progress, for motion by the blessing. Because of time, I might not go through the last two now, but let's go. What are the secrets of the blessing? You have two more that we'll deal with in the third service. But what are the secrets of the blessing? One, going all the way with God. He went all the way for us, so we go all the way for him. All the way to Calvary he went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary he went for me. He died to set me free. Going all the way with God. That is, you are not half-hearted with God. That is, you are not stopping halfway. When God called Abraham, we just read it, he went all the way. Ask yourself, is there anywhere I'm half-hearted with God? Is there anything I am holding back? Am I stopping halfway? Number two, being a blessing to both the kingdom of God and to others. He told Abraham, I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. God blesses blessers. He gives givers. He waters those who know how to water. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25.
The liberal soul
shall be made fat.
And he that watereth
shall be watered also himself. Why are you, do you expect to be watered when you are not watering?
1 January,
a few years ago, some money entered my hand in many zeros, above 6 zeros. And it was the first. And it came like first fruit. And I gave all of it, 100% of it. I was expecting harvest in the course of the year. Before that January ended, the money returned back like 7 times. Before 1 January ended, he that waters shall be watered. It's not playing pranks with God. Be real.
And this watering starts with the tithing. Somebody just told you of 100% giving. There are those struggling with just a little tithe. And if it is blessing from God, forget it. You can get supplies, you can get prosperity from your sweat. But the future of it cannot be guaranteed. The Bible said in the book of Leviticus chapter 7, the book of Hebrews chapter 7 and in verse 8, it says, here, men that die receive tithes. But there he received them. He is still receiving tithes till tomorrow. Being a blessing to the kingdom of God and being a blessing to others, the widows, the orphans, the poor, is the root of the blessing. Number 3, being in kingdom service. If they obey and serve him, Job 36:11, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Being of service. Service in the way of soul winning. Service in the way of kingdom assignment. Sanctuary service. Abraham, the master of the blessing, was called the servant of the Lord. In which area are you serving God? How has this kingdom benefited from your energy, from your talent, from your skill, from your gifting? How has this kingdom of God benefited from your time? You have time for everything else. You have energy for everything else. You have sweat for everything else, but not the kingdom. Reconsider. Just reconsider it. There are those who wonder why God blesses his servants so much without knowing that they don't really, many of the servants of God don't have a life outside of the kingdom. Someone told me the other day, say, oh, is that how your schedule is? Then you are not enjoying your life. I said, oh yes, that's how it is. Our hobby, the work is our hobby. We are lost in the assignment. So tomorrow God says, have this and have that. And people start talking. They were talking recently that we got a replay when it has not come yet. It's not only one we'll have. Passenger aircraft to carry ushers and counselors for crusades and pray and intercessors. Cargo aircraft to carry crusade equipment. And choir, yes, of course, choir singers. They are fighting for themselves. Am I communicating at all? You see, so God will do this. When Billy Graham was alive for 47 solid years, every time he landed in Britain, they received him at the same part of the airport that they received the Queen. God said, you donated to me your life. I give you the honor that the highest, the most honorable person on earth receives. I give you that honor. Serve the Lord where you are, and you'll be shocked
at the blessing of God that you will receive. Hallelujah. Being in kingdom service. And number four, connecting with the blessed. Anyone who carries the blessing, linking with them, connecting with anyone who carries the blessing, irrigates your life with the blessing. I just told you now of my spiritual father. I told you now of my mother. I told you now of my earthly mother and father, both of whom are in the presence of the Lord. There was not one month that passed as I became a person that said I'm married or established, that my mother did not feel an impute from me for 20 something years. Passage through my wife. And then my father. My father had no need for my money because he has his own. Yet I put it in his hand. This is parent for parental blessing. When it's Christmas season, they felt it. My spiritual father, for 20 something years, no month will pass. As my honor goes to God, my value goes also to the one who is my father in the Lord. I am not afraid of where the next supply will come from. I don't think about it at all. Because the channels of the blessing are too numerous. The wiring is too much. If the channel of my of the direct tithing channel is not functioning, the channel of spiritual parents is not functioning, the channel of my physical parents are not functioning, the channel of the poor and the less privileged, where the widow say it will never be well with any devil who wishes you bad. So many people's children are in university now. From our account, not church. So many are in secondary schools. You cannot, when you are connected, when you have made yourself a blessing and it is flowing effortless, then you have escaped the realm of being cursed or encountering shortage. That's why all the witches and wizards that are angry that we are delivering people, it's a waste of anger. A waste of anger. Because what is fighting for us is stronger than their energy. Stand up on your feet. You hate us, you can't hurt us. They are still wondering, why are they still preaching? Why are they still talking? When they look at your schedule, they think you should collapse. Came from local church. You went through so many churches. You went and did crusade in the evening in town. You went to four home churches and you are still going on and preach all night till morning. And then you are here on Sunday morning service and the schedule continues. What is the secret? The secret is we are too blessed to crash. Hallelujah. That same blessing is coming upon somebody now. And by the mercy of God, By privilege, I am a custodian of multifaceted blessings, multifaceted graces. Not to be aware of it is willful ignorance. And when you don't know who you are or what you carry, that is not humility, that is stupidity. Hallelujah. And it is not arrogance or pride. It's just being a correct estimation. Just a correct estimation of who you are, what has been wired into you. For example, I lay hands on somebody, I am aware that divine electricity must flow. That's right. Ola, ola. Oku, oku.
Are you ready to receive something today? Are you set for that blessing right now? Then lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Give him the worship. Father, we thank you. 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 We honor you. We adore you. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute and please roll the clips as fast as you can so we can be able to take the time. Yes. In the order in which you rolled it earlier on, we shall be giving counsels through these clips. Go ahead. Counsels on kingdom service. Please start it from the beginning and let's just do what you did at first. Don't reinvent the wheel.
I am Juliet, a fashion designer who has experienced life in its fullness. Creativity and classic touch of feel when I sew for clients was what made my work stand out like a peacock among other fashion counterparts. But thanks to the grace of God that found me, for some years now, I have been experiencing an unexplainable sort of dryness around my life and business. Nothing was working out for me. I was retrogressing rather than progressing. My clients were leaving me one after the other. Clients, wrappers, and materials were getting missing in my shop. My clients started complaining of my sewing. There is nothing I didn't do to help add beauty to whatever style I was given. It just wasn't enough for them. At the time, I had to close down my shop because clients were not forthcoming. I even moved to another area. Still, progress was far from me. I was in this state of despair when a friend gave me a copy of the Kingdom Advancement Prayer Card and asked me to key into praying for the kingdom. I passionately keyed into it and made it a point of duty daily to pray kingdom prayer. In the place of my daily prayers, I gained access into insightful and creative ideas for my profession. Within months, my sewing received a dramatic transformation. I started having more clients, and my sewing skills and expertise became the talk of town. I had to move to a bigger shop. I am now an employer of labor. Thank you, Jesus. Indeed, serving God pays.
Jimmy's Hunted is where brethren gather every Saturday by 6 p.m. to saturate the land with the power and the presence of God. We gave our house up for home church when I and my family moved into another apartment, not necessarily expecting anything in return, but in total service to Him, God. One fateful Saturday, while the home church was ongoing, my neighbor rushed in, shouting, "Fire, help me!" Instantly, we stopped what we were doing to attend to him. He begged for forgiveness and confessed that he is a very fetish and diabolical man, and he has been the one behind every tenant's frustrations in the compound. He confessed to every strange occurrence in the compound and asked for forgiveness, after which he was led to Christ.
And as the demand for fame continues to increase, so does the demand for more men to farm and cultivate food products. If only my country, Nigeria, can diversify into the agricultural sector a bit, because it has been found to adversely affect the economic growth of many nations, making it an important factor for every country's rapid economic growth. I am a living proof that the gain of soul women are being memorable. I am a graduate for many years with nothing to show for my brilliant result. I have a vision, goal and a dream of becoming a renowned investor in the agricultural sector of my country for adequate food sustenance. The dream was far from being real after 6 years of roaming the street in search of job with inspiring proposal which I have scripted and acted out in front of my mirror daily. I then decided to use my waiting time as an opportunity to evangelize and win souls to the kingdom. This became my daily routine until one day I came across a man who had given up in life.
Money was not my problem, but I lacked something vital: peace. I needed peace at all costs. I experienced a kind of dryness that was way beyond me. I had an injury, and in order to give it my total commitment, I had to resign from my job. Still, there was no change. I became very frustrated, and nothing was working for me. In a quest to help myself, I applied for a grant that did not work for me.
I preached to him, led him to Christ, and invited him to church with constant follow-up.
I decided to follow Thomas to church the next Sunday just to give it a try. I was amazed at the insightful words of wisdom that was coming from the altar. The word of God has never appeared raw and real to me the way it was on that fateful day. I rushed out for the altar call and rededicated my life to God. I decided to pay my tithes and do other kingdom services, but in obedience to God's word. I made a vow to be a true Christian. It's been a year now. I can testify to the wonders of God in my life. My NGO is doing great. Grants are coming in from every angle, with the confusion of which to go for. Not only that, international doors are opening for me with many juicy offers. What a faithful God we serve.
1 month later, he invited me over for a lunch. Unknown to me, he was a wealthy man. After lunch, he shared his testimony on how God had helped him with his business and other contracts. He asked what I was doing for a living. I poured out my heart to him, and he ended up giving me a friend's complimentary card that I should go to him for a help. To cut a long story short, the Lord has blessed me beyond measure. My business is thriving. I have hectares of land across states, and today I happen to be one of the greatest agricultural film producers across Africa and beyond. Kingdom assignments are not just mere doctrine, like they say. I learned that when you are dedicated in kingdom assignment, God pays you, and he pays you well.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. You have one more clip. All right, we have the clips of Dunamis from Church in Diaspora. The few of them that we have, because in most places, the lockdown has not allowed them to meet. And we are doing this for the sake of those around the world who may want to open their homes as a home church location. And also those at home. Go ahead and show us the clip. Dunamis from Church in Sweden. Lome, Togo. Libya, Benghazi. Barcelona, Spain. Illinois, USA. See the home church banner there. Free State, South Africa. Lesotho, South Africa. Los Angeles, USA. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. You want, how many of us are functional members of the home church? Let's see your hand. Wave it up. Powerful. Almost everybody. All right, drop your hand. How many of us are yet to be members of the home church? Lift up your hands and they'll give you a slip that you will feel. And at the end of the service, somebody will receive it off you, or you drop it at the home church desk outside. And those around the world who need to open their homes for the home church, details are on the screen. The Lord bless you. How many of us have our homes as home church venue? Let's see your hand. Dunamis from Church venue. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. How many of us are going to give our homes afresh? The meaning of that is that that location becomes the center for the manifestation of the presence of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless everyone here today who is committed to the home church, we ask that your hand will touch them to the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name. Also, the home, the Dunamis sticker is available for all cars. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It's a prophetic mantle. We release it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we believe that it will be a mantle of preservation and also a mantle of evangelism. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The prayer bulletin is available. They just talked about it now. So you can be committed to praying for the church. And also the kingdom expansion given once every month. What you are giving beyond your tithe for expansion, for church planting, for evangelism, and things like that. The card is there. It's a monthly giving. If you have forgotten for the last 4 or 5 months, you are being reminded once a month. Commitment to give something. And then the fruit-bearing card, where a soul minimum per month is established in the church. A soul per month. That card is available. The Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. And the Destiny Recovery Convention for the month of May. Destiny release from who you used to be to who you are meant to be. How many of you know you are meant to be somewhere in life? You shall be ushered there this month in the name of Jesus. Handbills are available and it's going to be a most explosive time in the presence of the Lord. Finally, before the release prayer, because of the state of things in our country, and can we appreciate God? Wave your hands, appreciate God for divine intervention so far in the state of insecurity. We trust God for calmness and peace. I'm hearing testimonies here and there that God is at work and He will yet work in this nation. We have a 3-day fast, a fast that is a preservation fast for every member of the church and everyone connected to us. When there was the threat of elimination to the Jews in Persia, they fasted for 3 days. When Nineveh was going to be destroyed, they fasted again. And so we are taking a 3-day fast, Monday, tomorrow, 3rd, Tuesday, 4th, and then Wednesday, 5th. The fast will be giving prayer point, scriptures to pray on, and then you'll fast on your own Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we shall all be together for the communion of escape and oil of preservation. Where the fast will be sealed, and then it will be broken, it will be sealed. Morning till evening fast for 3 days. Ensure that you are part of it, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. The scriptures to be used for the fast will be on the screen right now. You can just write it out. Preservation scriptures, Monday, 3rd to Wednesday, the 5th of May. Day 1, scriptures are there. Day 2, scriptures, and day 3. While that is being written, I'd like us to pass on the communion quickly ahead of. All right, hold on first. Just hold on that. That camera is not needed up there. Just off it. Okay, you can take it in writing. All right, just before, while that is going on, everyone that is here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you are in need of forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front. Let us pray for you. I'll give you the count of 7. Pastor, I have heard the message. I want to surrender myself to God. I want my sins forgiven. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 7. 1. Don't be the last to come, be the first. 2. Five. I've lost my mind, and I would die.
If you have any form of addiction, anything that is you are bound to, nicotine, alcohol, cigarettes, gambling, betting, pornography, masturbation, lesbianism, whatever you are bound to, whatever you are chained to, whatever has become a bondage in your life and you want to be free, quickly come forward and let us receive you also. I'll give you the count of seven again. One. Quickly, quickly. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front here, as you pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.